Welcome to the Vista Monthly Newsletter for March 2026. If you need this email in another format, email marketing@vistablind.org.uk and our team will be happy to accommodate you. If you are using a screen reader, click View This Email in your browser, found above the Vista logo, to enlarge this email in a new tab and enable your screen reader to read this email correctly. Update from Vista, March 2026. An update on our emergency appeal from Beth Brooke, Vista's CEO. Earlier this month, we shared some difficult news with you. Vista is facing the possibility of closure. Rising costs and rapidly increasing demand meant that we had to urgently launch an emergency appeal to save our services. We know that this has been a challenging and emotional period of time for our sight loss community. To date, over 200 people have supported our appeal, raising over £15,000, including gift aid, and we have a further pledge of £20,000. We also know more individuals and groups are organising their own fundraisers. We are overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from our community so far. Our appeal has been shared across regional television, radio and press, with more media opportunities in the pipeline. Please do help spread the word and share with your own networks on your own social media channels where you can. The more people who know about the appeal, the more support we will get. We are now reaching out to local communities and businesses across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland to ask them to stand alongside Vista. If you know a local community group or business, please reach out to them and share our appeal. If you have ever considered making a donation or supporting Vista's work, now is the time. Every donation received during this appeal matters. Without Vista, everyday life can quickly become overwhelming. Activities many of us take for granted, like making a cup of tea or catching a bus, would slip out of reach for people living with sight loss. We cannot let that happen. If you can support our appeal, visit the link we'll read in a moment. Or if you want to organise your own fundraiser in school, with friends and family, at work, or as part of a social or community group, we'll also let you know where you can download our fundraising pack. Make sure to let us know and we can help to make your fundraiser a success. If you have already supported us, thank you. Your generosity is creating hope and it is impossible to state just how valuable that is right now. To contribute to our emergency appeal, visit www.justgiving.com/campaign/helpsavevista. To download our fundraising pack, visit www.vistablind.uk/documents/722/vista_fundraising_pack_2025_dash_final.pdf. What to expect in this newsletter? March is the month when World Glaucoma Week is marked, so we will share some insight into what glaucoma is, alongside advice for living with this condition. You will also find an overview of Spotify's accessible features for listening to music and podcasts, courtesy of our friends at RNIB, a service highlight of our assessment and rehabilitation service, providing insight into how this service can be life-changing for people living with sight loss, reflection on Vista in the words of our community. As we continue to focus on our emergency appeal, we wanted to share some of the messages we've received from our community, and a look at Vista being named Charity of the Year at the Leicester Asian Doctors Society at the start of this month. We're committed to continuing to provide transparent updates about our appeal, but also want to reassure you that in this immediate period, services continue as normal. World Glaucoma Week. World Glaucoma Week takes place from March the 8th to March the 14th, and it's organised by the World Glaucoma Association, or WGA. What is glaucoma? Glaucoma is an eye condition that damages the optic nerve, with damage often leading to vision loss or blindness. Glaucoma can occur at any age, but is more common in older adults and is the leading cause of blindness for people over the age of 60. How common is glaucoma? It is estimated that glaucoma affects approximately 80 million people worldwide, meaning it is a very common visual impairment. How do people live with glaucoma? Living with glaucoma will be different depending on the type of glaucoma diagnosis that an individual receives. Below are some insights into living with glaucoma. Some people will be prescribed eye drops to help manage the condition. If this is part of your diagnosis, then using these regularly is important for maintaining eye health. People who are diagnosed with glaucoma need regular visits to an ophthalmologist, as they will be able to monitor any changes in eye pressure. Moderate exercise can help people with glaucoma, but be mindful of exercises where the head is placed below the heart, i.e. certain yoga poses, as this can increase eye pressure, which can worsen the condition. Some people with glaucoma may experience tunnel vision, meaning small changes to behaviour such as moving their head left to right and top to bottom may be necessary to account for the change in vision. A healthy diet is important to maintain eye health, not just in the case of glaucoma, but in the case of all vision-related conditions. Many of our beneficiaries at Vista have lived experience of glaucoma. If you are living with the condition and would like advice or guidance about the things you might be able to do to improve your quality of life, get in touch and have a chat with our team. Tools, tech and equipment. Spotify Highlight. Many of us are familiar with Spotify. It is a go-to platform for streaming of music, podcasts, and audiobooks, but did you know it is also more accessible than many people realize? A free version of Spotify is available to test the platform as long as you are happy to listen to some advertisements and have an internet connection. This means you can try before you buy a premium subscription if you decide you would like one. Spotify has been designed to work with speech and magnification functions, and if you're using speech whilst listening to Spotify, music will continue playing quietly in the background to make the experience as seamless as possible. Spotify also boasts increased text size options, auto-generated podcast transcripts, and it works with VoiceOver on Apple devices. If you enjoy listening to music, podcasts or audiobooks, but currently find the experience frustrating, then this may make life easier for you. Huge thanks to RNIB for featuring an article on the platform. To read their full highlight, visit www.rnib.org.uk/living-with-sight-loss/assistive-aids-and-technology/tv-audio-and-gaming/what-is-spotify. Deafblind Reablement Service Highlight. Coming to terms with changes to sight and hearing can feel overwhelming, which is why our Deafblind Reablement Service exists. This short-term service can work with people who have received a dual sensory loss diagnosis to build their confidence using different communication methods, improve their mobility to get out safely, and support them to stay connected with their community. We know that some people need support longer term, which is why this service is paired with our community support service, which can help people with everyday activities like shopping, attending social groups, or engaging with community activities. Linda, who has benefited from this service, said, "Vista provides so much support. I feel independent again. When I first started, I thought, oh, I can do my own food shopping. I didn't realize there's so much choice, and the beauty of having this support is that I have choice. I can make decisions, and I am learning to do that again. I know I'm beginning to feel like the person I was." If you would like to find out more about our Deafblind Reablement Service, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/i-am/living-with-sight-loss. -loss or just living-site-loss without the with, /how-vista-can-help/r-services/deaf-and-deafblind-reablement. Vista recognised as Asian Doctors Society Charity of the Year. Vista was delighted to be recognised at the Leicester Asian Doctors Society, brackets LADS, awards dinner at the start of the month. We were awarded the Society's Charity of the Year award in recognition of our invaluable services. Our Chair of Trustees, Jean Voller, attended the event at Winstanley House alongside our Eye Clinic Liaison Officers, brackets ECLOs, Paula, Naomi and Sarah. We used the event as an opportunity to highlight the role of an ECLO as well as the services that Vista provide more broadly. The event was also a good opportunity to raise awareness about our ongoing emergency appeal. Jean said it was a lovely event and we met some influential, kind and supportive people. The food was yummy too. It was particularly special given the difficult and uncertain times we are facing at the moment. We are hugely grateful to LADS for supporting Vista during such a challenging time. Vista in the words of our community. We wanted to finish this newsletter with some of the words shared by our community since we started our emergency appeal. These stories have been deeply moving and highlight the huge impact Vista has had on the lives of so many people over the years. I got told in my 30s I was losing my sight. Vista was in touch within weeks of being told to see what I needed and to see if I wanted to join any groups. Then there was woodwork, sewing, etc. It's what I needed, to be around people who had or was losing their sight. Staff were brilliant and still are, easy to talk to and got the help you needed. It's so frightening losing your sight. They just make the path a little easier knowing the help is just a phone call away. Thanks to Vista, I have made lifelong friends, have tons of so many happy memories, and met my partner. My daughter lost her sight aged 7 due to a brain tumour. Vista have supported her through difficult times and helped her learn to navigate the world in a whole new way. Being there by her side at school, offering habilitation and making sure her new school is safe for her. She is now 11 and has come on so much with her cane skills. All thanks to the support from Vista. I was born blind and I will never forget the mobility training I received, particularly recently. Vicky, my rehab officer, couldn't have done a better job. I really would have struggled without her help and the compassion that she showed me. I would hate to imagine life without Vista. It's clear that people depend on Vista's services. These stories and so many others are why we are so determined to save our services. If you can donate to or share our emergency appeal, please do. Every donation contributes towards stories like these. To donate to our emergency appeal, visit www.justgiving.com/campaign/help-save-Vista. Dates for the diary. All things Android Tech Together, Monday the 9th of March, 10:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. in person at Vista, 3rd floor, Provincial House, 37 Newark, Leicester, LE16TE, or virtually via Zoom. South Wigston Cafe Meetup, Tuesday the 10th of March, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m, The Salvation Army Loaf and Bloom Cafe, Ladysmith Road off Saffron Road, South Wigston, Leicester, LE18 4UZ. Candlelit Strings, Saturday the 14th of March, 7 p.m. start. Catch a fantastic evening of live music featuring the Highly Strung String Trio whilst fundraising for Vista. To find out more, visit www.ticketebo.co.uk/active-and-positive/candlelit-strings-in-the-alley. Hinckley Cafe Meetup, Monday the 16th of March, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, St Mary's Church, Church Walk, Hinckley, LE10 1DW. Meta AI Glasses Demonstration Tech Together. Thursday, 19th of March, 2 p.m. till 3 p.m. Community Room at Oakham Tesco, 96 South Street, Oakham, LE15 6BQ. A hands-on demonstration of the Meta AI Glasses with Q&A. Find out how Meta Glasses can assist those with visual impairment with image and text recognition and more. To book, visit vistalester.wufoo, that's wufoo.com/forms/SQIPITA02CTHUI. Loughborough Meetup, Wednesday the 25th of March, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Park Road Roundabout, LE11 2EX. Leicester City Centre Cafe Meetup, Thursday the 26th of March, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Chapel Cafe, Bishop Street Methodist Church, 10A Bishop Street, Town Hall Square, Leicester, LE1 6AF. Drayton Manor 5K and 10K, Sunday the 12th of April, take on a fantastic challenge with a route which will take you through the heart of a world-leading theme park. Find out more about running an event for Vista at www.vistablend.co.uk/i-1-2/fundraise/take-on-a-challenge/running-events. Belmont Lays Meetup, Monday the 13th of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Belmont Lays Shopping Centre, LE4 1DE. South Wigston Meetup, Tuesday the 14th of April, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Salvation Army Loaf and Bloom Cafe, Ladysmith Road off of Saffron Road, South Wigston, Leicester, LE18 4UZ. Thank you for taking the time to read this newsletter. These newsletters are sent on a monthly basis, and you can connect with us on social media for more frequent updates.